massively disappointing. You know, we've been in bad form recently, but regardless of that, you look at today's result, and for both the players and the fans, I think it's terrible. Really, we haven't put in a good enough performance first half. We haven't created enough chances. There's a massive crowd here. You know, they really got behind us, and I think we let them down a little bit today. Very disappointing.
As yourself, I mean, you know, you've come through the youth ranks, you were captain today. You know, must be a very proud moment for you, captaining against Aldershot, but how painful is it to lose?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is, you know, as big as it gets in terms of derby matches for Woking. I was up for this game, and I was looking forward to really testing them and getting a good result against them. We did well against them at their ground early on in the season, and we were confident going into today's game, but we haven't performed at all. We've conceded some bad goals again. Seems to be a running theme at the moment, and we need to sort it out. But, you know, we need to... I think there's a little bit of belief lacking at the moment, and I thought today's game might lift us a little bit, but it really hasn't.
Gary Hill said in his interview that he thought some of the players didn't want it as much. Do you agree with that?
Possibly. I think if you look at the way that their side worked today, I think they set out to shut us down, and they didn't give us a minute. I think that worked quite well. And I think that, you know, that works. Some teams come here and do that, and as our fans will know, we like to try and play the ball and keep it on the ground. And if teams, you know, really work and shut us down, we sometimes lack a plan B. And I think we were poor today.
It's five games without a win now, Joe, and the side has unfortunately dropped out of the playoffs based on the other results. How much of that is going to be difficult for the side, because you put so much hard work in at the start of the season to remain there all this time, and to drop out? I mean, it shows just how quickly things can change.
Yeah, we've kind of, at this stage in the season, you've only really half got your eye on the playoff places. Obviously, you know, it's nice to be where we are, but at the moment it's all about just getting wins on the board. And, you know, we'll start looking at the table come, you know, March time, maybe end of February, and what we want to be in that area. But at the moment it's just trying to win as many games as we can. Just disappointing to have put that performance in today.
Is it going to play on the back of the players' minds for a while? Is it going to take you guys a couple of sort of nights to get over it and put it to bed? Because, as you say, it's the one fixture that Woking fans, you know, mark out every year on the calendar.
I hope so. I hope we can put it behind us very quickly. You know, every team will have a dip in form throughout the season. I think we're experiencing ours at the moment. We just got to stick together. You know, you see a few heads dropping at the moment, and it's disappointing because obviously we've conceded some bad goals, and it puts us on the back foot straight away. But we need to stick together, keep the belief going. We've had a fantastic start to the season. You know, we deserve to be up there. But if we keep playing the way we are, we're going to really let this good start to the season go, and that's not what we want to do at all.